When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Noel.
Billy, let's start out. I want to talk about Canada. I've read a lot of articles. I read one the other day about Las Vegas getting hammered because of Canadians refusing to come to this country for a host of reasons that you and I have talked about before. I didn't realize Canadians were such gamblers, but it turns out they love Las Vegas. And, I mean, they're talking about record number impact to their overall take there. It shocked me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, right after the president made the announcement, wanted to make it the 51st state, and the tariffs, which I believe flipped that election from a conservative win to a liberal win in, up in Canada, we went up there, gave away Tabasco ice cream at 4 train stations to the public, got their take on it. But more importantly, we had dinner with the travel agents, and we also met with Canadian Air. And they're like, look, we can't send anybody to America because we'll lose all our business. And the airlines actually said they pulled their advertisement because they were getting so much hate mail. So it has outraged the Canadian people, and it has caused us to lose a lot of business because that was our biggest international market. Some of the tariffs have hurt us in other countries, but none like Canada. And the message was pretty clear. Either the president would have to apologize, or until he's out of office, they're not going to be pushing their travelers to come to America anywhere. And so we're going to continue to do what we do up there to keep that relationship, because they do love Louisiana. And so we're going to keep working it. We've backed off some of the spending up there because it's not working. And we're pivoted to some with the gas prices and airfares going up to drive market. And we're pushing again the staycations here in Louisiana as people cut back on their travel.
Yeah. I had occasion to interview the mayor yesterday. She joins me every month like you do. And she had an opportunity to talk to some Canadian visitors for Sail 250, and they articulated much what you just said here. They absolutely love the city. They want to reestablish these relationships with this country. Obviously, it's hurt us here, but if anybody can be the salmon swimming upstream on this issue, I think it would be us, because of the French-speaking population that we have. You know, the closest that we have relative to our inhabitants here and those that came through Canada to get here.
Yeah, you know, every 5 years I make sure to go to the Congrès, which is all the Canadians that were kicked out. from Louisiana all over the world go back there. It's a week-long celebration. At the end of the week, we all march down the street and have a big event at the festive grounds. I get up and speak to the whole crowd, as does many other of their politicians. But we've got a great relationship in doing that every 5 years. And then the next year, they always come to the Festive International in Lafayette. This year, all the elected officials there, some of them wrote me personally and said they're sorry, but they just can't come. It would be devastating to their political career to support anything in America right now. So it did hurt us this past year with Festive International Lafayette. But hopefully we can get through this and get back to those record numbers we saw from Canada, because they do see more than just one city or town. They travel throughout Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a shame. Hopefully we can get by this. I've heard you talk about the spend that they're responsible for in this country, and more articles are beginning to reveal it, about cities across the country. I heard what you're saying. It's not that I didn't believe it, but I just didn't understand, the breadth and depth of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the tariffs have hurt us in other countries, but not like this. The drop off from Canada has been substantial, and we don't see it coming back anytime soon.
Yeah. You recently were in D.C. Talking about the aerospace industry and the opportunities for Louisiana. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we formed a committee. I got the Lieutenant Governor's Association to form an aerospace committee. We brought a gentleman from LED up there. Dr. Tinsley from Nunez College is on that committee. And as well as other lieutenant governors, and everybody in the space industry was there. We got to hear from some of the national officials about what's coming in the space. And I tell you, the 3 days we were up there, the message is clear that if you build it, they will come. The workforce is what's needed. And I know the legislature passed some laws giving tax breaks and things to the space industry. And there's a lot of rumors about who's looking at land in Louisiana, but they need 1.4 million civilian aviation positions in this country. And it's only going to get worse as we're looking at space travel, where you go to space to go to foreign countries instead of international airlines anywhere in the world in 2 hours. We're looking at tourism, space travel, and we're looking at medical, where they can take part of your tissue, go to space, make your heart come back. You won't reject it because it's made with your tissue. But all this technology I've learned about over the last several years, and looking what other states like Austin's doing and Alabama. In Alabama, they're training kids in high school how to weld on spaceships. And so companies are looking at where are they training their workforce. That's why we were trying to get funded. Nunez College has a building donated. We were trying to get $9 million out of Baton Rouge this year. We weren't successful to outfit that building because they already have classes. They're training people for NASA and Stennis. That would really up our game in being able to train more workers, and we need to do that throughout the VOTEC schools.
No doubt about it. For sure. It's a huge upside opportunity, and with Mishu right here in our backyard, we should be able to leverage it, right?
Right. And, we have that corridor getting over to Mishu, a lot of empty buildings. I've heard over years they've moved out because of crime in that area. But that corridor really ought to be addressed with some economic benefit to get companies to move back into that area that support the space industry, whether we've got to block it off with fencing to keep it safe. But it's a shame when you drive into that facility to see all the empty buildings that used to be occupied by people in the space industry. So that's a corridor we could really come up with some incentive to bring some of those companies back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Back.
Yeah, for sure. You also attended most recently the IPW conference that'll be headed to Louisiana next year. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, this is a real opportunity for us. We partnered with New Orleans and Company. Walt was over there. We had a press conference, got all the people excited about coming next year to New Orleans. That is the Super Bowl of tourism. There were about 6,000 people there in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. We're expecting as many as 8,000. Every country in the world will be there, all the states. And it's just a great opportunity for us to get our partners from all over Louisiana and highlight all the great things and really put on a first-class show. We're hoping we can get some special events money because it takes money to put this event on. But it's perfect timing because 2028, 29, and 30 are expected to be real growth in the international market. I learned that from the head of tourism for the federal government that spoke at a lieutenant governor's conference months ago, saying those 3 years, they really expect the international market to come back. So it's a perfect time for us to be hosting that event and put our best foot forward.
Actually, I was down in Miami during part of that conference, and I saw a commercial that your office and the Office of Tourism sponsored on their digital boards, which was very well done, quite frankly. But it's interesting because I kind of just, we were standing there, and I was just watching people as they go by to see if they would stop and look at it. And it's amazing how many people did. I was shocked.
You know, we put on a great display, a booth. We had the press come by the box, really great, served some Louisiana food. And I tell you, they had a fountain. It was decorated like the French Quarter, and they had a fountain with real water. And as I was speaking, a pigeon came out of the rafters to drink out the fountain. And so I told the crowd that I trained that pigeon, brought him all the way from New Orleans. But that was a lucky break because that's all they were talking about was that pigeon came down to drink out of our fountain during the show. So Louisiana was able to steal the show, and we took over the lobby with all kind of pop-ups, lighted boards. They even had Louisiana pillows on the couches. I saw people sneaking them off, but it really, we put our best foot forward, and New Orleans and Company did a great job, their team there, as they always do, at getting people excited about coming next year.
Let's talk about your anti-littering campaign. We haven't talked about that in a while. How is that going?
Yeah, I tell you, once again, a record year. 26,000 volunteers, 81,000 hours, 1,400 events, picked up 514 tons of litter all over in every parish. You know, we're once again asking, if you didn't get involved, we're asking every Louisiana to pick up 250 pieces of litter before July 4th in celebration of our 250th anniversary. And then we're going to be rolling out soon, Love Our Waterways. The month of September, we're going to clean up every waterway in the state, every stream, canal. If you don't have a boat to go out and pick up litter, you can go along the shorelines, the banks of the rivers and streams. But we're going to keep this momentum going and clean up all of Louisiana. So it was another great year for Love the Boot Week. And a lot of those groups are now going out monthly and cleaning up in their area. And I got my hats off to DOTD and Wildlife and Fishery. Wildlife Fishery is putting cameras out. We're catching people. The hotline, 855-LA-LITTER. You get a ticket in the mail if somebody reports you. Don't worry. They don't know you turned them in. And we also have a new company. You can adopt a highway. Me and my wife adopted four miles of the interstate where we live in Covington. The sign will go up. We paid $18,000 a year for 2 years. They will keep that interstate clean. And with all the trial lawyer billboards, I'm hoping we can get them to adopt these highways, put a sign up where we get every interstate adopted, where they'll keep them clean with this private company. We won't need any tax dollars. And this advertisement from businesses will help keep all of our interstates clean. We looked at what was done in other states, and surely we can get enough people to step up, buy that advertising to keep our interstates clean. That will be a big step in the appearance of when you come into Louisiana that our interstates are clean.
Yeah, no, and I love that idea. There are other states doing it.
Yeah, that's where, you know, most of these ideas we steal from other states where it's working. Tennessee, the litter expert that we had hired brought all of the best practices from that state that we're in putting those in place. So it's working.
Yeah. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you for all that you do. And have a great week.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
All right, that's Billy Nungess, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.